All right. Good morning. Good morning, and thank you very much. I want to call the meeting, order the meeting, the Board of Directors Ad Hoc Building Oversight Committee meeting. Can I have a roll call, please, Madam Clerk?
On the roll for the Ad Hoc Building Oversight Committee meeting of April 3rd, 2019, Director Barrett,
here.
Director Cutter, Director Haggerty is present, Director Niss, Director Mitchell, Director Sparing, Committee Vice Chair Canepa?
Here.
Committee Chair Ross, we have a quorum.
Great, thank you very much, Madam Clerk. That brings us to item two, public comment on non-agenda matters. Madam Clerk, is there anyone here for public comment? Great, thank you very much. That moves us to item three. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of February 6, 2019?
So moved.
All those in favor? Great, thank you very much. Item four, consider the recommending the Board of Directors authorize execution of contracts for build out of a portion of the Richmond Lakeside Drive building. Mr. McKay.
Thank you, Chair Canepa. So the Air District, as everyone knows, taking on a lot of interesting new challenges these days, and as a result, growing more quickly than we might have anticipated a few years back. So our purchase of this building is looking like a very good decision. And in fact, it's important that we move ahead quickly with the portions we're currently able to occupy so as to be able to take care of some of the space constraints we're starting to feel as we hire. I'll review here that purchase. We completed the purchase in December last year. The previous owner is going to be in the building until January, but they've vacated a small part of the building, 7,000 square feet. So that's available to us. We want to build that out. And in the process, we're going to get bids from not less than three general contractors. Fortunately, after the build out of this location, we were left with a legacy of some very well-structured contracts for cubicles and furniture, so we'll continue with those. We'll also be able to continue to a certain extent with IT contracts we already have. The build-out is, as I mentioned, a little over 7,000 square feet. This would include 28 cubicles, six offices, a couple of meeting rooms, a copy room, a pantry, server room, and restrooms, so it'll be a comfortable space. I do want to point out that we consider it important for folks who are going to be at Headquarters East, perhaps, as we'll call it, to feel that they are, in fact, you know, not at a second-rate site. So that's another reason why it really makes sense for us to use the original contracts for cubicles and offices, so people will feel it's a very familiar space, furnished similarly to what the folks here have. We've got a breakout at this point for our costs, and that's coming out to just under $1.8 million, which is the ask today. This is a diagram of what the space looks like. As I mentioned, almost 30 cubicles, several offices, copy room, meeting room, etc. So where does the money come from? Well, we currently have $30 million in reserves, and the reserve minimum right now, the policy minimum is 20. So in the proposed budget, there is a request to have $4 million transferred from reserves for Richmond. I'll emphasize that the approval of the budget does not approve expenditure of those funds. It's only actions such as this where we're specific with you that the actual creation of contracts and expenditure of funds are allowed. So today, though the budget contains $4 million out of reserves, we are asking for authorization for $1.8 million, asking that the committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the executive officer to obtain bids, execute contracts, to build out that space with an amount not to exceed $1.8 million. That's my presentation today. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Ms. Mischoff.
Thank you.
When the tenant, I'll call them, leaves in January, how much space will we then be building?
The total building is about 45,000 square feet.
Okay. And I agree with you about making sure that this is a comparable building. But are we moving people out of here? I thought we had people out in the East Bay, and this was just moving right. them to a new location.
You're exactly right, Director Mitchoff. So we will be able to accommodate people who are currently in leased space, and that will reduce the amount of space that we have to lease. As we do test fits for the building, so we're already doing test fits for the full building just to see what's possible and to plan ahead as far as possible. In particular, our field staff, of course, are qualified to be in the East Bay, and that includes folks, not just enforcement folks, but also largely our meteorology folks, the folks who are out making measurements in the field. They have vans with a lot of equipment. So they have special space needs, is what I'm getting to. And so some of those folks will occupy this initial space, but some of the space that's particularly qualified for those particular uses are in the other parts of the building that will be built up.
Okay, I guess my question is, are people here at 375 Beale, any of those going to be going out to Richmond?
Both.
I
yeah,
see,
both.
Okay.
Both. Yeah.
So if you want to,
thank you.
Director Mitchoff, I can mention that there's an off-field office in Concord off of Solano Boulevard there. Those staff are going to relocate. I know, sorry. Just thought I would tell you that, give you a heads up. And then we also have some Richmond staff that are going to relocate basically from off of the Richmond Parkway, ultimately, right. Jeff. And then you have some staff here as well, so it's a combination.
Right.
I remember when you made this, that's what I thought. I just didn't realize that people who are currently physically located here, but that makes sense. I mean, it's going to be a great space, and 45 minus 7 is still, what, 38,000 square feet. So thank you very much. I'd be happy to make the motion if there are no other questions.
Mr. Sparing.
Yeah, if I'm figuring this right, it's like $250 a square foot for all the work you're doing.
That's correct. Yeah.
And can you explain the $321,000 for furnishings? What are we doing for that amount?
So I'll go back. So this is the configuration. So furnishings is not just desks and chairs; it's also cubicles. And so I could show you the breakout of the furnishings.
I mean, how did you establish that number?
Is it on we took our existing contracts for that we used in this building for furnishings, and took those drawings to the furnishings providers and got a bid back from them.
Okay, so that's the comparable.
That's correct.
Space that you're trying to establish. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the electrical and IT or everything needs to be redone. Is that, that's?
We're reusing to the extent possible. It does look like some of the IT might be something we can reuse. We haven't gotten far enough along to know for certain how much of that we can reuse.
Okay.
And if we can reuse more of it than anticipated, this is the conservative number. And that would be great. It would bring this down a bit.
And the contingency, the 183, is that a percentage or how?
That's 10%. As you can see, not exactly 10%.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
10%. Yeah.
Okay. And is that what we normally use?
Is 10% is our common contingency for work of this kind. Yeah.
Great. Are there any other questions? I think Ms. Mishoff had made the motion. Is there a second? Sparing, all those in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you very much. That motion passes. Item 5 is public comment on non-agenda items. Seeing none, Madam Clerk. That brings us to item 6, committee member comments, other business. Are there any committee members' reports? Seeing none, item 7, time and place of the next meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Make a motion and then Cutter seconds. All those in favor? Thank you very much, folks.